John, I would like you to first introduce yourself.
My name is John Juckel. I'm an account manager for PIC.
Okay, and the first thing I'd like you to do then is just give me tell me a little bit about PIC, what it is, what the history of this company.
PIC stands for Pig Improvement Company, started back in the early 60s in England. Six pork producers in England decided they couldn't buy the genetics they needed for their farms, and they developed their own lines and own breeds over the many, many years, came to the United States back in the early 70s and grew from there.
And now you talked a little bit today about, in giving the background of PIC, you talked a little bit about the genetic lines that you have.
We offer a full line of terminal sires and semen for commercial production. Also, parent gilts, Camboros and the Cambro 29.
You talked about performance.
Well, PIC's competitive advantage in the marketplace is feed efficiency and growth rate. Being very efficient at heavy weights, which the packers desire at this time.
And you gave some of the genetic trends and the dollar value that you put on what you offer to producers.
Correct. Yeah, genetic trends, it's around $1.60, $1.70 per year in genetic potential our producers would have with a full program PIC, both PIC sires, terminal sires, and using PIC females.
And now you also offer tech services?
Correct. We're out here today talking to VMC Management and a group of their producers that feed PIC pigs. And that is one of the technical production services we offer, along with many other resources in printed handouts, also on-farm visits, that sort of thing.
Another thing that you do for producers is offer a boot camp. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes. The last two falls, we've had boot camps or training sessions, 9 to 3 basically all day for producers that come in across the Midwest. I think we've had a series of 5 each when we've had them. And they're around maximizing the genetic potential or capturing the genetic potential on farm for our producers.
And I suppose you've got some planned and coming up later this year?
Right. According to Tabitha and the marketing department, we have a set of meetings coming up in early December in the Midwest, focus on early pig care, sow performance, and then along improving wean-to-finish performance in the afternoon of the programs.
At this time in the pork industry, it's kind of a tough time right now. Why should a producer turn to PIC to improve their genetic?
The way we see it is PIC is always focused in genetic improvement on total throughput, and with a PIC package, you'll get more throughput, maximize what profit there is, or minimize what loss there is by using PIC genetics.
All right, Cliff, can I get you to introduce yourself, please?
Yes, I'm Cliff Jones. I work with PIC in the Technical Service Department.
Now, for producers here in Washington, Iowa today, you gave a sort of an abbreviated presentation of what PIC's boot camp. Tell me just a little bit about what a boot camp is and what that offers for producers who want to work with PIC.
We had two boot camps that we actually have done. We did the south side of it, and then we've also done wean to finish. So basically that is just general recommendations from PIC ourselves, and then we're using technology that's been learned throughout the industry, and then as well literature or tests that's been run. So we present that into an information package and present that to producers pretty much across the U.S.
The things that you were talking about are things that probably would help a producer anyway, but basically you're trying to get them to achieve the best potential they can of using PIC.
Yes, that's correct. Our genetics are a little bit different than the rest of the industry because, it's a higher-performing animal. So it takes a little bit more management technique to take care of those. So what we're trying to get across to producers that own our breeding stock or that purchase our breeding stock is, those fundamental things that they need to be able to do day in and day out to get the genetic potential.
Let's go over a couple of the things you talked about. You talked about starting in the right direction. What are some of the things that you advise producers as far as starting in the right direction when they first get their pigs?
Yep. As far as starting the pigs out, I mean, the key focus point is just to pay attention to the pigs themselves. You really have to pay attention to the shape of the bellies for the first 2 to 4 days because we want to make sure those pigs get on feed and water as soon as possible for the increased performance. So it's that early pig care is probably the most critical time. We might have a pigs in a wean to finish barn for 6 months. But generally, that first week is really the critical time, and it's going to tell us how our performance is going to do. If we take care of them good on that first week, a lot of times we have less work to do later in the turn.
You had three main areas of which you talked about as far as managing the product was concerned. That's nutrition, environment, and health. Can you briefly talk, just discuss what those three areas and what you recommend?
The environment, first part of it would be just the temperature and the ventilation that we put in the system. We just need to make sure that we're giving the right environment to the pigs themselves. The nutrition is a little bit harder to manage, especially for producers themselves. But we need to open our eyes and listen in our ears so that we find out what's actually being the nutrients being delivered into the pigs themselves. So our pigs grow a little bit faster. They're leaner than other genetic companies. So we have to make sure our specs are where they need to be at. So closely monitoring that is very, very important part of that. So.
And then also as far as the environment is concerned, you said that the big three are feed, air, and water. It seems like, this is, again, something producers should just do. But what are some of the things that in particular that maybe they might not think about?
Just the big one that I think is probably the most critical that we sometimes overlook is just the feed itself. It's to make sure the feed is always present. There's not too many times out there you don't go somewhere and don't find a feed allergy themselves, okay? So if we're not able to get that feed and water in front of the pigs, we're consistently going to have problems or decreased performance in the finishing part of it. So making sure that feed is in front of the animals, make sure it's the right feed, and make sure our environment is an environment where the pigs can actually grow, okay? We need to have it in the ideal zone or temperature for the pigs to perform, so I think, feed, air, and water, that's what you continually keep telling people, but sometimes it's unfortunate, but sometimes we forget the big three, so.
One thing that struck me about your presentation, we're here in Iowa, we have Iowa producers here. Last week, Time Magazine came out with an article that started out, basically criticized the way we produce animals and the way we care for them. What struck me was how well these producers do care for their animals, that this is very important to them. Can you comment on that, the importance of the hog producers that you work with, that they place on the health and well-being of their animals?
Yes. Our main focus on the pigs is take care of the pigs just like you would take care of your family, okay? Is any producer, whether it's, pork, beef, or chickens, or whatever kind of meat product it is, it's to take care of the animals and feed the world, and that's what our focus should be on.
Thank you very much, Cliff.